Dust. All creations of spirit are eternal, but creations of matter must return to dust. Dust as matter, or dust as thought, is never more or less than dust. There are no special particles that can make themselves sentient by their own volition. The belief that matter can be conscious is pantheistic. Without universal belief in the power to create a kind of life separate from God, there could be no evidence of mankind or of a material universe. The declaration, "I think, therefore I am," is dust consciousness subscribing to mortal mind's best effort. Matter arranged in a sophisticated way, as earth, as a heart, or as a man, is just fanciful dust. Adhesive and cohesive properties may appear in the form of atomic charges, gravity, magnetism, or animated flesh. But is not that so-called appearance contrary to God's spiritual creation? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, without the appearance of inert or animated dust. The Lord God declared that Adam had a material origin. "For dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return." Jesus did not return to dust. Therefore he was not a creation of matter, nor was he, in reality, a sentient physical person. Even Jesus was tempted to believe that he had a body in need of material sustenance and an ego in need of vainglory, but he mastered these temptations without submitting to them. The so-called Adamic race is built on the supposition that dust is real and that it is possible for mankind to supersede its origin. Christ was never separate from the Father, and Jesus was without sin. Who then was the real Jesus, and what truth do we discover about ourselves when we follow his lead, ascend above dust forms, and appear scientifically and permanently whole? Since Jesus did not return to dust, there is no requirement for us to submit to that fate either. To prove our validity as children of God, we need to confirm that our origin coincides with the provenance of Jesus. Scripture points to this conclusion. Jesus said to his receptive students, "Rejoice, because your names are written in heaven." St. John declared that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Through discovery, faith, practice, and proof, no other conclusion can be reached. Fortunately, you do not have to struggle to understand the infinite with the limited capacity of the human mind. The dust man cannot become enlightened. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Be still, and let the consciousness of good settle on you. The kingdom of God is within you, is within reach of man's consciousness here, and the spiritual idea reveals it. You may think that you are ignorant of mind, and you may even deny its existence, but mind is not ignorant of you. Spiritual man exists as the illumined consciousness of God, and is never in a form of his own creating. Illumined consciousness is all the proof that you need of your divine origin. Science is mind manifested. It is not material, neither is it of human origin. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. What effect does illusion have on reality? None. What effect does dust have on sinless man? I looked, and behold, the accuser was not there.